Listen to this powerful story. A man walked in to Hagoyin Reb Aaron Leib Steinman, Zichrono Livracha, and he said, I'm married a number of years and I don't have children. And I'm wondering if maybe it has to do with the following story. When I learned in yeshiva, there was a bacher in my shir, we call it Mesifta, in Eretz Yisrael it's called Yeshiva Ktana. There was a bacher in my shir who bacherim picked on him. And he was, you'd call it in our terms, he was bullied. And because of that, he felt so picked on and so bullied that he changed out of the yeshiva. And he went to a second yeshiva. And in the second yeshiva, Rachmana Litzlan, he had a nervous breakdown. And now he's an institution. And the person leaned over to Reb Aaron Leib and said, and I was the ringleader in my yeshiva who picked on this boy. He said, by the time he finished saying the story over, Reb Aaron Leib was crying buckets of tears. And Reb Aaron Leib turned to him and said, you said now he's an institution. He says, yes, I want to know, how can I get mechila now from someone who's an institution? So Reb Aaron Leib told him, you should know, I don't know of an etzah. Because if the person has das, he's normal, then he could be meichel you. And if someone was nifter, there's aloch and shulchan aruch, then you go and you bring a minyan to his kever and you ask mechila. But if someone's alive, and he doesn't have das, he's not in his right mind to be able to be meichel, Reb Aaron Leib said, I don't know what to do. He said, go to Reb Elyashiv. So the person went to Reb Elyashiv. And Reb Elyashiv told him the following. He said, I would suggest to you that you go to this institution and you try to go look after his welfare and make him get better. Because he says, if he doesn't get better and come back to his das, there's no way to get mechila. The only way you'll ever be able to get mechila is if you get him back to be in his right state of mind. Reb Aaron Leib used to always say, when people have tsaris, they come and they look, maybe I hurt somebody's feelings, maybe I need mechila, who should I look to ask mechila? He used to always say, why do people wait till they have the tsara? Why do they wait till they have the tsara? Why don't they think beforehand to make sure not to hurt people's feelings? So they, in the first place, so they shouldn't come to the tzara. And the Chavetz Chaim says in many places, and Reb Aaron Leib used to always repeat this, that it says that many a regular aveira that a person does, or a regular mitzvah that a person does, it says the ikar schar and the ikar einish is in the next world, not in this world. We say schar mitzvah b'hai al malekah. But yet we say, the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lamed Tes says, the Mishnah that we say every morning, Elu dvarim she'adam oichel perisayim ba'ilam hazeh v'yakaren kayemes lo'ilam haba. V'elu ein kibra ve'emu gamilas chasadim. Things, mitzvahs, that are ben adam l'chaveiroi, there are going to be some payers to get paid back some good in this world. And what's the reason, the Rishanim explain? Because Hashem does everything midah k'neged midah, measure for measure. So if you do something, a toiva, a favor, something good to someone else's body, guf, in this world, the midah k'neged midah of Hashem is besides the ikeschar in the next world, besides the principle in the next world. Hashem's going to give something back good to your body in this world, midah k'neged midah. And the same thing goes for the negative. If someone hurts someone in this world, he hurts somebody else's guf and neshama in this world, so then besides Rachmana Litzlan getting paid back in the next world, that's mechayiv, unfortunately, that a person gets back something in this world. And that's why the Chavetz Chaim used to always say, and Rabbi Aaron Leib used to tell this to people, that for hurting someone's feelings, usually Hashem pays back in this world. And therefore, a person shouldn't wait till the tzara comes. A person should be careful not to hurt someone's feelings in the first place. And in that way, he won't have to get punished at all in this world.